Graphene on Toast Pays Way for Edible Electronics by Stephanie Millott on Geek.com on February 20th. Graphene, it's what's for dinner. Scientists at Rice University are testing new ways to embed graphene patterns onto food, fabric, wood, and other objects. Famed for its toughness and connectivity, the basic structural element has been touted as a miracle material, ideal for use in fast-charging batteries and edible electronics. It's the latter that most interests Rice chemist James Tour, who is leading an investigation into ways to embed conductive identification tags and sensors directly into products. The process is an extension of Tour Lab's ongoing experimentation with laser-induced graphene, LIG. Most recently, researchers developed a method for making graphene foam, a two-dimensional form of carbon that can be written into materials and used in various applications like heat-activated clothing or RFID food tags. This is not ink, Tour said in a statement. This is taking the material itself and converting it into graphene. Multiple laser passes with a defocused beam allow scientists to write LIG patterns, in this case, the Rice R and OWN logos, into cloth, paper, potatoes, coconut shells, cork, and toast. Very often, we don't see the advantage of something until we make it available, Tour said. Perhaps all food will have to have a tiny RFID tag that gives you information about where it's been, how long it's been stored, its country and city of origin, and the path it took to get to your table. LIG tags could also help detect E. coli or other harmful microorganisms. They could light up and give you a signal that you don't want to eat this, Tour suggested. All that could be placed not on a separate tag, but on the food itself.